The project is aimed at understanding the global process that railroads were, and in particular, the effect of railroads on everybody in the 19th century. Of course, Nebraska is an important place for railroads, but what we don't sometimes see is the truly transnational global process of finance, of migration, I think in many ways similar to the internet today in their cultural, social, legal, economic impacts.
One of the people working on that project is Leslie Working, a grad student at UNL. What's your role in the project?
In my own work, I look at the way female political activists used the railroad on the plains in the 19th century. We know they took the railroad. We know it was vital to suffrage workers, temperance workers. But women have been left out of the story of the development of the railroad. It's been presented in sort of a masculine sense. From 1881 to 1882, every national suffrage figure visited the state and traveled extensively. There was a big suffrage campaign. Local suffrage activists also traveled extensively on the railroad. Susan B. Anthony was all over the place, and I'm currently sort of tracking her trips to the plains in the West. If we gather some of the census data, for instance, that's available, and the voting data that's available digitally, and I'll be able to use the mapping data that I've created in conjunction with these larger data sets and look at, did it help or hurt if Susan B. Anthony visited your town twice in 5 years for later suffrage efforts? Did it help or hurt if local activists visited your town every month for 18 months during a campaign?
What comes to mind for me are the maps on election day that they point and expand and look at all the data in all sorts of different ways. And what you're saying is because of digital history now, it's possible to do some of that for the past.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is a way to integrate some of the, well, forgotten voters. You don't know how great grandpa in Stromsburg may have voted in 81, 82. But you can maybe look at data on how first-generation Germans voted in Stromsburg if Susan B. Anthony visited twice.
And layers that you may well be able to show graphically on a map or
Absolutely.
Something like that. What questions are you eager to ask as the data becomes available and becomes digitized?
A slightly different approach to that. What I'm fascinated to see is what happens when we can use computational methods, algorithms, to sort through this huge amount of data. One of the reasons we picked railroads, actually, is that it is huge. Railroads printed timetables, they're in every newspaper, they are covered extensively. Their physical record in the past is enormous. And just taking newspapers as an example, in the 19th century, railroad business was all over the news. One of the exciting things I'm looking for is how do we build a tool that can help us better identify areas that the railroad had an effect in. So in the case of worker mobility or worker migration, can you take 50 years of newspapers from across different sectors of the nation and use a computer algorithm to sort through them for that particular issue? Where are people moving? Where are they going for new work? We're now at a point where we have much of the data digitized, and now the question is, what can we do with it?
So you have all the trees. It's just a matter of looking to see what forest there is.
Looking for patterns in the past, ones that we can visualize, ones that we can identify. That's what we're doing.